Thank you guys for being here. I didn't bring my box of tissues, but we're good. I've got some things planned, so hopefully we've got, I don't know, got some stuff that we can talk about. What was I going to say? Well, I hope you guys like the REM. I love REM. It's probably one of my favorite bands of all time. Michael Stipe was just, I feel like he was awake. I feel like he was based. Few things. Well, first of all, almost all of their songs and the lyrics to their songs are really red-pilled, I guess you could say. Like, if you think about the song Man on the Moon, if you believe, they put a man on the moon. And other things. But I remember Michael Stipe doing an interview in the 90s on MTV with Kurt Loder. I don't know why I remember this, but I do. And Kurt Loder specific, I think probably because I was like a preteen and it was, you know, the world was just starting to change then in the 90s as far as the really hard push with all of the agendas. And Kurt Loder asked him straight up if he was gay. And he said something to the effect of, it's none of your business unless you're sitting on my lap. And, you know, I thought that was cool. You know, I grew up in LA. Homosexuality was nothing, nothing foreign to me. We knew, you know, my mom had gay friends. I knew what it was, but I also kind of recognized that they were trying to put this guy in a box and like make him be the, you know, I don't know, be something that I even at that time knew, like understood, man, that's private. Why would they just ask him that? So anyway, I love Michael Stipe and I love REM. And you know what? He could be a big liberal. I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't follow him. But as far as I know, like I've never really seen him put Kate's parents were gay. REM was badass, True Patriot Warrior says. I agree. And I love all of their music. It's like, it's so nostalgic to me. I had Losing My Religion was my what's it called? The not what was the thing before voicemail? what was it called, you guys? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, what was it called? And it's gonna take you guys like 45 seconds to even catch up to what I'm at. Oh my gosh, what the heck was that stuff? An answering machine. Oh my gosh. So it was the outgoing message on my answering machine was Losing My Religion. I was so edgy, you guys. It was sixth grade. It was, and I can still see my sixth or seventh grade folder. It was one of those, thank you guys, answering machine. It was one of those, you know, fabric ones. And it had the plastic on the outside so you could put like a collage in it. So I made this collage and I had pictures of REM and EMF and I think Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I had, oh man. And there were, I was such a poser. I was such a poser at the time. There were so many bands that I had on there that I maybe like knew one song. But it was just whatever I could cut out of, like, I don't know, teen bopper magazine or what, Tiger Beat, whatever those were. But I swear to God, the 90s were the heyday of music. I mean, other than the 60s and 70s and 80s were pretty good too. And then it just all fell off. Okay, let's get into our first couple sponsors of the night. And then I think what I'm going to do, we'll see, but I think it only if you guys want me to do. I see so many friends. Oh my gosh. I'm really, really excited to see all of you. I'm really excited. Thank you for being here. Okay. So on Clean Living Project the other day, I brought up that I have this notebook of my grandmother's where she just wrote down quotes. It's not like her personal life. And, you know, we're not going to hear about, you know, her fantasies. It's just a bunch of quotes, but there's some cute stuff in here. There's some interesting stuff in here. I feel like this will give us a good kind of basis for just whatever topics we want to talk about. And I didn't know like about when she wrote this, but I just noticed in the front, I don't know if you guys can see this, Dorothy Foster, 1977. So she started this in 1977. It honestly could have been at any time, you guys. Like I said, my grandmother was born in 1906 and she lived until she was 101. So that was that's a lot of eras that this could have taken place in. But my grandma was one of the smartest human beings that I've ever met. She lived by herself until her dying day. And I don't mean like in an assisted living. She had her own apartment where she lived until the day she died. She read every day. She was up on current events. She was funny and just smart as a whip. And let me go live on YouTube just because I don't want to exclude them. The only reason why I don't start off over there is because I like to play music and they will just take us off. So welcome if you're just joining us on YouTube. Sorry, I had to play the intro music. Okay, so anyway, I thought we could maybe go through this. I had this other thing. So I was reading through a book. I was reading a book and a bunch of stuff on philosophy and something came up in it. And I thought it was an interesting question to ponder. And I almost posted it on my Twitter and my Telegram. Hold on one second, RG. I almost posted it on my Twitter and my Telegram and everything to kind of get people's answers to the question first. And then I was going to read it on here. But then I'm like, you know, I never, all of my social media is just so sad. I don't post enough. I know I don't. And I don't engage. And I'm also just shadow banned beyond. There's a guy, I think his name is Percival, something like that. I should find it because everyone's always stealing his work or taking credit for his stuff. So the last thing I want to do is not credit him, but he does a lot of the, he looks into a lot of the coding on Twitter. And he posted this thing so that you could check to see how shadow banned you were. And like people were posting their reports and there were just, you know, it was like a numbered thing of all the different kinds of shadow bans that you had. And I posted mine and I don't remember it was 50 something things. And he was like, oh my gosh, because people had been sharing theirs with his him, you know, since he had posted that. He's like, that's the highest number I've seen so so far. So I know that I'm very shadow banned. Anyway, so I didn't post it for that reason because I was like, well, it's not going to get any engagement. I thought maybe I could just ask you guys on here. But then it's also kind of a darkish question. And I don't know. But essentially what it was a philosophy professor at a college posed this question to her students, I think, saying, if you came across a woman, you know, say you were walking across a bridge and you came across a woman or a guy and they're standing on the other side of the railing, like ready to jump, what would you say to them to get them from, to keep them from jumping? And I thought that was a really interesting question. So, and one that obviously deals deeply with not just the philosophy of, you know, that to me is what philosophy is for. What does it tell us? What does it inform us about the world around us, why we're here and why we should remain here? So if anyone has an answer to that, I would love to see your answers. But before we read them, let's talk about our good buddy, David Becker, who I love to death. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? The high cost of medical insurance is about to get more daunting, but Mid-Atlantic Business Alliance has the solution. For over 30 years, David Becker has been helping small businesses get the best possible PPO coverage at affordable rates. Mid-Atlantic Business Alliance is pleased to announce the addition of new healthcare PPO plans in addition to the Cigna policies. Whether you're a sole proprietor or an employer with a large group, there are proven ways to reduce your costs and get the best possible coverage. David Becker and his son, Jesse, are here to help you get the best possible PPO insurance coverage at the lowest possible rates. If you're stuck paying for your own insurance, why not give David and Jesse a call to see if they can help you too? Call for a free quote at 609-577-8557 or visit badlandsmedia.tv/Becker. That's 609-577-8557 or badlandsmedia.tv/Becker. We have two rumble rants from Secrets. I like that. Ryan Secrets. Also Mohap. Michelle Obama has penis. And also from Secrets. You helped me find Florida Shark Man for the medical research back in the day. Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could do that for you. And, you know, that's some really great research. And I'm happy to help people connect to that stuff. Kara said, I reply to you on Twitter, but then I feel like you tweet and run. I do, Kara. Well, because I mean, like if I didn't tweet and run, I would just be like tweet. And then I'd be like for 45 minutes until you comment. And then I'd sit there for another 45 minutes. Ziva 95 says, anyone know a remedy for tinnitus? I hear that all the time. And actually, I had it really bad myself a couple years ago, and I wish I could tell you what I did that fixed it, but I can tell you some of the things I did and I, you know, between then and now, and I don't know if it was one of those things that cleared it up, but one of the things I did was the parasite cleanse, and I take ivermectin regularly now. No idea if that did anything to it. Just telling you the things that I changed. What else did I do between then and now? I don't know, but I mean, it was so bad it was driving me absolutely crazy. And I think it just has to do with the frequency, Kenneth, of Archie, don't do that, of the planet, and that we are moving into a more energetic part of the solar system, or, you know, into the universe, and that things are speeding up and getting crazier, and we are affected by vibration. Everything is. So it makes our ears go crazy. Lightkeeper 7, excuse me, 777 said, I would tell them you matter. That is a very, Very good one. Baba Ganoush says, what's going on in your life that makes you think you have no other choice? Rose Thistle Art says, someone in that moment needs someone to listen to them, I think. Absolutely. These are great. What milligram ivermectin do you take daily, Kate? Says parent five times. I take the horse paste, and I don't know what the milligrams are, but it's like one notch per 50 pounds. So I take one notch. Just kidding. I take, oh, and you round up. So if you're 120 pounds, you would still take three notches. If you were 165 pounds, you would take four notches. Allegedly, this is not medical advice. That's just what I heard. Seaside Lady says, I'm on the parasite Crohn's disease thanks to you and the Shark Man. Oh, wow. Artsy Jones says, Kate, when I Googled ivermectin side effects, it gave me pause. Everything from organ failure to heart attack. Hmm. Well, it is one of the most commonly used medications in the world. And that's about all I can say on that. True Patriot Warrior says, Kate liked a tweet of mine and I felt special. Well, thanks. Rose Thistle Art says, ivermectin has never, you know what? Ivermectin has never had an overdose. It's been used by humans for decades and animals longer than that. People double up on ivermectin on horses with no problem. Evie Mex says, why do you think I'm the person who stopped to talk with you? Can I help you? EJM Jensen says, I would offer to help them in any way I possibly can and then encourage them to think about those who love them and to not be afraid and ask for help. Yes, it did win the Nobel Prize. Cara B says, problem might be if you Google it, Google is going to lie to you. I mean, that's not true. Hey, Maggie. All I know is what I know. Also, you know, a friend of mine who was working on that protocol was taking all of the meds at like 40 times what ended up being on the protocol because he really wanted to push it to the limit and be the guinea pig himself and didn't want to recommend anything, you know, didn't want to be the person putting this out there unless he really, you know, put it to the test himself. So he was... Man, he was doing some crazy stuff. But anyway, he's still alive and well. So I do not take it daily. I take it, I will take it weekly, but lately I haven't been. Lately I take it like right around the new moon, or I'm sorry, the full moon. Because that's when you're supposed to start the protocol. And it's not because it's witchcraft. It's because apparently the worms or the bugs or whatever come out around that time to do the Humpty Dance. And then, so that's why you want it in your system before they kind of wake up for that. Because otherwise, if they're just, because most of the time I think they're dormant or some of them are dormant. And that's my understanding as to why you do it around there. So anyway, but I would notice myself getting sick or like weird symptoms around that time. So I just put it in my calendar and like before the full moon every month, I get a little reminder that's like, you know, drink your horse paste. And then that's typically when I take it. But this is not medical advice. I am not a doctor. I am not smart. I am not a scientist. I am the dumbest man alive. EJM Jensen says, I took fenbendazole by Tippin's protocol for 3 weeks to make sure I could say there were little to no side effects. No cancer here, thank the Lord. Well, that is great news. Fenbendazole was fine. It was the, what was the other endazole? There was another one in that protocol where it made me feel like I took a sleeping pill. It was just like, it was not fun. But luckily in that protocol, you only took it once a month, I think, or very rarely. But okay, well, let's read some of Grandma's stuff. Rose Thistle Art says, I took ivermectin for years prior to 2020 due to dealing with rescue animals. Yeah. I mean, we give our animals, we deworm our animals, right? Or we're supposed to all the time. And you're lying if you say that your dog does not stick its tongue up your nostrils and around your eyeballs and the corners of your lips. I know my dog does. Okay. So I was saying the other day, my grandma's handwriting is atrocious, was atrocious. Like even on our birthdays, you'd be getting a birthday. That's, you know, typically when I saw my grandma's handwriting, always every birthday card, $5 bill my whole life. And even though it was a birthday card, you would sit there and you would look at the word birthday and be like, what does that say? So unfortunately, I was trying to read this the other day and some of them were just not coming out. So we'll give it the old college try. And I'm not dogging my grandma because my handwriting is way worse. Okay. Something home. For the home of any living thing is important both for itself and for the larger society of which it is a part. I don't know what that means. We're off to a good start, Grandma. Thanks a lot. And now we're on to a religious one. She was not religious Very few of these are going to be religious, so just bear with me. So if this is something that is not in agreement with you, then I apologize in advance. Christ is said to have been born in a stable, and as a child, I envied him. What a delightful place to be born in. The smell of new mown hay and the placid companionship of soft-eyed cows. Oh my gosh, I love this. And an occasional goat wandering in and out and nibbling on the wooden handle of a spade or a rake, and the soft light coming from way up high through a tiny window just below the roof. That's really cute. Hendrik William Van Loon. Oh, Van Loon was one of my grandmother's favorite authors. There is a book called Van Loon's Lives that's kind of like it's a dinner party where all of these people from history come back to life and share a dinner party and a conversation together. And I have my grandmother's copy of that book. Ooh. Like painted kites, the days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. When an early autumn walks the land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees. That's cute. Some of these, you know, she was not a, grandma was not big on the old HT, the old hat tip. A lot of these don't have names associated with them, unfortunately. But they're probably all famous enough that you could Google them. And Jesus wasn't born in a stable. He was born in a grotto. And there weren't three wise men. It was three gifts, says the Observer 777. Oh, well, I did not know that. What kind of a grotto? We're not talking about, never mind. Okay. Sometimes the best way to have fun is to not even try. That's the truth. Oh, that one is quoted by Dennis the Menace. The person who doesn't read has no advantage over one who does. That is true. Live, don't know how long. And die, don't know when, must go, don't know where. I am astonished, I am so cheerful. It says, by the first Maximilia, written on the wall of Castle Castle Schloss. Interesting. Okay. The history of man in his state of dispersion over the globe is little more than a succession of advances and producing altered states of barbarism and civilization. Larry Massey. And I don't have my glasses, and it's not, I don't, like, this is light, and there's no light shining on this. Sometimes I like to pre-read them just in case it's something that's going to piss people off. Not that grotto, Kate. Thanks, Spotzel. I gathered that much. Self-esteem can only be outgrowth of one's activities, not entity unto itself. Self-esteem comes only as a result of one's real-world actions. It stems from hard work, diligence, discipline, mastering a difficult subject, creating. It comes from within we acquire it ourselves. H.T. Larson. The past cannot be changed, but the future is what you want it to be. And then she put a question mark. Jessica Tandy discusses the secret of her long marriage to actor Hume Cronin. I like him. Quote, I like him. That was the secret to her long marriage. IQ tests are more a measure of a person's intellectual personality than ability. Probably true. Oh, she's got a recipe here for overcoming depression. To overcome depression, 1, do something constructive. 2, lend a hand. 3, schedule fun. Wow, Grandma, don't go off the rails there. 4, exercise regularly. 5, brighten your day. She put light and color. 6, read all about it. Seemed like a good idea. The expounding of psychology is too often making excuses for bad behavior. Now, I will agree with that. A couple rants. Quinny63, husband dumped me in 2021. Q stuff that I believed in, and he told me I was batshit crazy. Really started taking care of myself and living very clean. I'm reducing aging process. Rock on, Kate. I love to hear that. And Quinny again. I own a restaurant and my kitchen manager is loaded with cancer. So sorry. Using all these suggested natural pills, a lot of them help Badlanders. Thank you for opening my eyes and pray for Felipe. Oh my goodness, of course. And I'm so sorry to hear that. It just seems like it gets everyone, right? And I wish that there were just more obvious dialogues happening with the people that have had success in alternative ways of healing themselves, because I know it happens and it's just not talked about enough. But I will definitely be praying for Felipe. Dream castles are built by neurotics, inhabited by psychotics, and the rent is collected by psychiatrists. That sounds about right. Man, it's so funny. I mean, like, my grandma, she would talk to me, right? Like, occasionally. No, we talked to, we had very polite conversation, let's say. She was a very good conversationalist. Like I said, very funny, very smart. She was deaf her whole life, so it wasn't an aging thing. I mean, she could hear, but not very well. So because she was such a lady and she was so polite, she had gotten into the habit of pretending she could hear you when she didn't, because it was rude to be like, huh? Or can, you know, like make somebody repeat themselves. So she would gather everything that she could by listening to you and kind of reading your lips or whatever. But anyway, it's very interesting for me to read all of these quotes and see the things that she apparently believed in or was interested in enough to write down, and how they parallel a lot of the things that I, she was born in 1906, I think. If my mom is here, she can correct that. I know she's older than aluminum foil, which I think was invented in maybe 1908. Because for her 100th birthday, we did this presentation of, you know, all the things that were younger than my grandma, which is so polite. But it was great. Anyway, I remember that. I read this one the other day on the Clean Living Project, but I'll read it again because it was good. No one is all bad and no one is all good. I've noticed that the gooder ones seem to be happier than the badder. We don't want more. We want more than anything in life to be happy. So the answer seems to be as good as you can possibly manage. Seems. I'm going to go through all of her. She's got a bunch of newspaper clippings in here. H.T. Larson seemed to be somebody she liked to clip out a lot. Also Thomas Sowell. An especially pricky grammarian. Oh God, my grammar is rolling over in her grave right now. Grammarian. Okay, an especially picky grammarian remarked to his lending librarian, I simply forbid it. It must be who did it. Who done it is strictly vulgarian. Oh, Grandma, you would. She has this one in here twice. This is the quote about that was written on the side, the wall in Castle Schloss. I think I did that one. For once you begin to take the human race too seriously, you will either lose your sense of humor or turn pious, and in either case, you had much better be dead. Interesting. This was my mom's mom, Rose. Yeah. She has a lot about education in here. Few colleges still dedicated to providing a non-specialized, broad, liberal education, trying to give its graduates a continuing curiosity, an interest in learning for its own sake, a general culture. Sad to think time when nothing matters but making money and spending it. Wow. I never really thought I'd mind growing old, but I do. It isn't the aches and pains, the failing eyesight, etc., that bother me so much. The future doesn't hold much excitement. To think about so, you find yourself dwelling on the past with the mistakes and the failures in doing for the ones you really care about haunting you. Man, this was the 70s, Grandma. You had a long freaking way to go after that. Okay, sport in our age has taken the place of religion during the Middle Ages, a love of art during the Renaissance, a passion for discovery during the 16th century, and a love of humanity during the prologue to the French Revolution. Good ale, the true and proper drink of English men. Good one, Grandma. Never criticize another man's wife or mother. Never strike somebody else's child, no matter what the little bounder does. Never laugh at a lady's hat. Oh my God. Never laugh at a lady's hat. And never knock another person's religion. And when you are in London, never ever say anything but good things about the favorite pubs of whomever you are talking with. This is blasphemous. That's a good one. I like that one. It was better, I thought, for those of us who have neither the power or of supermen nor the position of dictators to try to get a few small things done than to vapor vainly about the woes of mankind. That's Sir Alan Herbert, something like that. It is obvious that substantial concrete advantages could have been secured for many women by wiser investment of the resources squandered by the 10-year obsession with the constitutional redundancy. The ongoing emancipation of women is America's finest social accomplishment. Why then did something so grand and difficult come to be identified with something so trivial as the Equal Rights Amendment? I wish I could read her writing. I read this one also on the Clean Living Project. I really liked this one. How far you go in life depends on your, how far you go on in life depends on your being tender with the young, compassionate with the old, sympathetic with the striving, and tolerant with the weak and strong. Because someday in your life, you will have been all of these. That one's cool, huh? Bad money, unless you watch it like a hawk, will drive out good money. Bad manners will drive out good manners. Bad music, good music. And bad heroes, unless you get rid of them in time, will drive out good heroes. Interesting. And she added her own. And two, bad words will drive out good. If I live with enough leeway within my income and have no need for a budget. That one seems partial. The ultimate luxury of the well-off, the ability to avoid one's nearest and dearest at will. Most of us judge other people on their actions, ourselves on our intentions. Chickaboom said, Kate, right after you said that was the secret to her long marriage, there was a fuzzy floater that went across the screen on your left side from bottom to top. Then it went across to your right. Well, it might have been an insect. I have fruit flies right now. Something I brought home from the grocery store was apparently infested. So, or maybe it was an orb. Maybe we all just had a spiritual experience together, but it was probably... Oh, let's get to the next two sponsors so that just while I'm looking up right now. And Chickaboom said, I replayed it several times to make sure it wasn't my old eyes. Well, I will go back and look at that. That's interesting. Okay. All right, here we have two. Oh, here we go.
Introducing cider. Inspired by a mother's love and the healing qualities of apple cider vinegar. When faced with her son's digestive issues, Jacelyn embarked on a journey to prioritize her family's health. Discovering the benefits of apple cider vinegar for gut health and skin, she created Cider. Our apple cider vinegar bentonite plus kaolin clay face mask purifies pores, balances pH levels, and reduces inflammation for a radiant complexion. Crafted with care and intention, our products are clean, non-toxic, and nourishing for both skin and soul. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/cider today to uncover your skin's natural beauty. That's badlandsmedia.tv/cider.
That is so awesome. I love that product. I have been making my own version of the apple cider vinegar and like bentonite clay masks. And I am telling you, it really does just suck all of the toxins out of your skin. But it's a mess to make. So it's really nice that they make it all. And that little package is so cute. I'm really excited about that product. Let us hear from Mikey Lindell.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Awesome. And let's do our last one really fast. No Bugs Beef. Badlanders, have you ordered No Bugs Beef yet? Having enough protein to feed your family for several months is essential for your survival. Veteran-owned No Bugs Beef offers freeze-dried beef cubes and freezer boxes with steaks and roasts, all made from high-quality, all-American cattle and designed to last up to 20 years, making them the perfect choice for long-term food storage. Whether you're stocking up on your doomsday bunker or just looking for a convenient and delicious meal option, No Bugs Beef has you covered. Enjoy delicious, high-quality beef anytime, anywhere, knowing that you're prepared for whatever the future holds, and start enjoying peace of mind along with your delicious meals. Get your family prepared for the chaos at badlandsmedia.tv/nobugs, and don't forget to use promo code BADLANDS for an even bigger discount, 15% off. That's badlandsmedia.tv/nobugs, promo code BADLANDS. And I just saw that I missed one. I like this. People have a way of living up or down to your opinion of them. I like that. Ain't it the truth? Just kind of, you know, my mom and I were just talking about this, how when you are really hard on somebody and everything they do is wrong, they tend to just continue that pattern. And then it just is, I mean, I felt that way in my life. I've had people in my life that constantly nitpicked and didn't see, you know, made me feel incapable, and then I became incapable. So I feel like that's true. This is an Irish blessing. May the wind welcome you with softness. May the sun bless you with his warm hands. May you fly so high and so well that God joins you in laughter. And may he set you gently back again into the loving arms of Mother Earth. Etiquette. Society's voluntary, as opposed to legal, system for maintaining a crucial modicism of civilized behavior among all people. It takes longer for the brain to develop than the bosom or the muscles, which is rather a shame. If it were the other way around, people would know better what to do with both or either. Granny. Excuse me. Oh no. She killed me. Okay. Why are the young so sure they are telling it like it is when most of them haven't been anywhere or done anything yet? Right? Spotzel says, you know what the big problem in telling fantasy and reality apart? They are both ridiculous. Good point. Let's take all of these out. Oh, I also read this one on the Clean Living Project. After 1 o'clock at night, even the most brilliant minds in the world are apt to talk nonsense. Um, I suppose we are all of us born with certain blind spots, and the best thing to do is to acknowledge them and then try and let them do as little damage as possible. I swallowed a fruit fly. Oh, gross. This is about the old, apparently, she put at the top. They are no longer leaders. They are no longer even tillers of the soil, but they provide nourishment for those who come within their range. And thus, as long as their spirit holds firm, their life is worthwhile. Oh, I like that. Children are particularly happy in their place, which is often out of sight and out of mind, because children have their world and we have ours. And the two worlds do not always mix well or even have much to do with each other. That's John Keats. It's cute. Epic making ideas are rarely born in the noise surrounding a cocktail party or any other social event. They need silence and loneliness to come to full fruition. That one's cool. Being born again seems only to mean a renewed interest in the moral behaviors of others, in making them behave, usually by controlling the behavior of the people, just down to the social, or just down the social ladder from you. Diane Johnson. I don't know who that is. Americans confuse education and schooling, demand too much of its schools, and much has little to do with education. Expect schools to maintain standards and inculcate principles. Wait, what? That society something flaunts. Education without common sense is a... Oh, yeah, I tried to read this the other day. I should have looked that one up, because I can't read her writing well enough to know what she says. Oh, do we have a troll? All right, you can go. You can be muted for the rest of the... You can go sit in time out with your finger in your ear and think about what you did. The mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, the great teacher inspires. Reputation is precious, but character is priceless. Texas Jules used to, my mother used to say, oh shoot, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. I was blessed to have a wise angel for a mother. That's amazing. I like that. The best way to approach life is to minimize your triumphs and your failures. Interesting. Like well-washed calico, history fades reality. Okay, I'm not reading that one. Raising children. Ecstatic gurgles lavished on babyhood. The alternating sighs of exasperation and relief that get you through adolescence give way to supportive expectation. You want to see them hammer themselves into something really fine. Eat with your mouth closed has graduated to you better do it with class. Do what you want, but be sure you really want it and do it really well. Life is made up of trade-offs. One trades the adventures of living alone for the security of living with a partner. One trades spontaneity for stability. One trades friends for family. One trades loneliness for togetherness. She put marriage, question mark. Perhaps. It says registration for the draft dash just dash quote. If there's an emergency, I'm here if you need me. I like that. The militant mystique people seem to assume all women have buried splendid careers under a pile of ironing. Most husbands make compromises too. Most would prefer a freighter trip to the South Seas to orthodontia for children, but most opt for the truth. She was very wise. Don't be flattered if someone turns around and looks at you in the street. It only means that your suit is too new, too fashionable, or too tight. Because something is new is not always better. I like it. Democracy is the superior form of government because it is based on a respect for man as a reasonable being. For the long run, democracy is superior. But in preparing for war, a totalitarian state does have a great advantage. Democracy and capitalism are institutions which are geared for a world at peace. It is our problem to find a method of protecting them in a world at war, and we must keep our moments equal to our commitments. That's Kennedy in 1940. Hey, Ash. We're reading Grandma's old quote book. Socialism believes in the saintliness of human individuals under better social forms. Democratic capitalism believes in their flawed self-interest under all. Creed of democratic capitalism. 1, individual freedoms and trial and error methods. 2, the innate selfishness and corruptibility of every human being. Yes. 3, capacity of system of checks and balances to transform into a modicum of creativity, virtue, efficiency, and decency. Ash, this is my grandma used to write down quotes in this book. She started it in 1977. I don't know when all of these are from, but anyway, anytime she came across a quote she liked, she put it in this book. So that's what we're reading right now. It's Grandma's journal, but it's not like a personal journal. It's all just quotes. Disdain for materialism was simply a fad that quickly became boring as people realized it had, realized having nothing was no fun. The purpose of life is to matter, to be productive, to have it make some difference that you lived at all. Happiness in the ancient noble verse means self-fulfillment or is given to those who use the fullest, whatever talents God or luck of fate bestowed upon them. Just being able to earn a living isn't enough for a satisfying life. There has to be something else for your heart and mind. Every room needs a touch of red. Liberal arts college can give broad-scale intellectual and personality development essential to success in any field, but she emphasized can. Oh, this one might be continued from the page before it. Okay, so this is about the book Lives. The author that I was telling you that my grandmother loved, Van Loon, the book is called Lives. And she says that this is Lives Van Loon as he described the framework of the book. My friend and I, still living happily in Vier, decided one day that it would be nice to meet some historical personages. And since in Vier, all things are possible, we decided then that then and there to do so. We invite them, prepare a meal, wine, music, and I write a something biography of the invited guests. And then after he or she is gone, we sit down and discuss the victim. We shall avoid all direct communication. We shall avoid all direct conversations because they never amount to anything. But the book has endless possibilities for one can go on inviting and inviting. And she wrote, it's a delightful book. Insanity as a defense is a charade of participated in jointly by the court, the doctor, and the criminal. Regardless of race or background, a study showed criminals share 52 patterns of thinking, which usually are evident by age 3 or 4. Grandma wanted them all locked up. This one. Yeah, there were words in that one. I remember that one. I can't read, and then it makes it, you can't understand it. So I'm just going to skip it. It is the weak who are cruel, and that kindness can be expected only from those who are strong. I mean, I feel like we could do an entire episode on every single one of these, because that she just said a mouthful there. It's so true. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I, but when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you, but when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Indeed, Grandma. Our problems today arise from attempts that have absolute answers to apply theories, no matter what the cost, as well as from an almost morbid preoccupation with ourselves. We have lost a simple, unselfish common sense about ourselves and our world. Here is the supreme egoist sitting up there. Oh, this one's going to make people mad. Do I read it? Should I read it? I'm just going to read it. Because it's an interesting perspective. This is my grandma, so be mad at her. I don't know what Peachy. I'm not big on poetry, so I don't really. I read a lot, but I don't read anybody. I don't read any poetry really. Okay, here is the supreme egoist sitting up there who fashions creatures and puts them on earth for, we are told, the sole purpose of worshiping him, the one who created them. Then, if they do that all their lives, he snatches them up closer to him where they can adore him better, adore him better and recite how wonderful he is and mouth holy, holy, holy through all eternity. Abstract art, painted by the untalented, sold by the unprincipled, and bought by the bewildered. Or you could just replace all of those with, money launderer. Detective fictions in its high seriousness is a bit like religion in pursuit of truths. Detective fiction is in high seriousness, in its high seriousness, is a bit like religion in pursuit of truths best left examined at a distance. It can lead us to laughter in our frustration, to joy in our experience, and to tolerance in our complexities. When I feel like exercising, I just lie down until the feeling has gone away. I read this one. Imitate the sundial's ways, count only the pleasant days. What is to be is up to me. Some psychic. Dash some psychic. A handful of patience is worth more than a bushel of brains. We're almost done. I think I did read this one too the other day. It's not hard to know yourself. The hard part is to accept it. Excuse me. There was a flooring sale in the 70s. Birthdays are for celebrating accomplishment, taking stock, and looking to the future. They are also about nostalgia and indulging personal quirks. Oh, okay. So this is one of my favorites because I had started a business, like a party planning business. And I was doing like a mismatched China thing, which I ended up calling something different. But originally, I was going to be doing a party thing with a friend of mine. And I got the, and then it ended up turning into the name of my blog, actually, that I used to use for all kinds of things. But obviously, it turned into my infertility blog. But it came from writing this. Oh, actually, she did put the date on that. Birthdays. It was, she wrote that down on her birthday in 1980, the year that I was born. Her birthday. So anyway, here's the quote. A hostess should be like a duck, unruffled on the surface and paddling like hell underneath. And I just thought that was so cute because, you know, that is that was a lady. That was my impression of a lady, was that she was, you know, unruffled and refined and cool as a cucumber, and but just like working her ass off behind the scenes to make sure that everyone was served and enjoying themselves and comfortable and all of that. So I thought that was super cute. So I had named the business and then the blog at the time unruffled something. And then my blog became unruffledmom.com. And that was when I was blogging about infertility. Money may not buy happiness, but it surely helps one look for it in more interesting places. I like this one a lot. By taking revenge, a man is but even with his enemy, but in passing over it, he is superior. My bifocals fit, my dentures are fine, my hearing aid works, but I do miss my mind. To travel is to live. That's Hans Christian Andersen. Wait a hat tip, Grandma. And yeah, that was it. I think we missed a few, but anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I love this, and it has inspired me. It's inspired me to kind of do the same thing for my son and also for myself. Compare prices. It didn't have the prices in it. I was looking at something in here the other day and I was like, times have changed. I used to write poems too in the days of yore when I was a kid, not never as an adult. My friend Jenny was really good at writing poetry, and she ended up writing actually a few songs that got produced later on in life. She was just really good with poems and lyrics and stuff like that. But I wasn't, you know, my creative phase was definitely probably my hippie phase, which was when I was like a preteen, when I was in middle school, which was right before I moved to Arizona. It was when I lived in California and all my friends. Actually, this is perfect because my outro song, which is dedicated to all of you that are watching tonight, is was my anthem during this time. And it was, you know, we listened to a lot of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin. I mean, we really thought we were hippies, but I used to paint a lot and I used to like dabble in poetry. My dad gave me this cool blank. It was a blank journal and it didn't have any lines on it, but it had a unicorn theme, but it was beautiful. And every page had a different picture on it. Of like almost like you would write a story about a unicorn in this book. That was what it kind of said. I have it somewhere actually. And I used to use that kind of as my journal and also for writing poetry, and man, it stunk, but I was never good at poetry. I don't have a very poetic mind, but I feel like I was very, you know, they say that being creative is really helps you connect with yourself. And I really believe that, because in the times of my life when I am creating something, I do feel just more myself and I don't know, just more alive. So I don't know why I don't do it more, but now I do the journaling and that seems, because I'll do all kinds of things in my journal. I don't just say like, dear diary, today Archie was an asshole. I'll write letters to people. I will have dialogues with myself. It sounds crazy. Actually, tomorrow, you guys, on the Clean Living Project, we are going to be talking. It's kind of like a part two to what I was doing last time. Last week, we talked about journaling because I am a huge fan of journaling and for many reasons. But the biggest one is because it is a direct communication with our subconscious. So tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about kind of a little bit more about how to deal, with the subconscious, because the subconscious is where all of our habits lie. So if you're thinking about changing up your life and getting, I got the burps. I have the vapors, you know, getting better habits. Cause I mean, it's one thing to make the determination to change all of these things about your life. And it's one thing to say like, I'm going to be healthy now. But a lot of the things that we are up against are bad habits and things that are kind of foreign to who we identify as a person. You know, our habits are our own because they're programmed into our subconscious. So anyway, tomorrow on the Clean Living Project, we're going to be talking about that and how to, just a few tips and tricks that I've kind of learned along the way of talking to the subconscious. But why was I talking about any of that stuff? I don't know. I'm just a huge fan of writing things down, and I'm a huge fan of documenting the things that make us human, because you could be totally, completely, unflinchingly honest about everything when you're just writing it down in a journal. I met a girl from Nantucket. That one's a lovely one. Oh, Grace and Grit 17 says, I wrote books, but really wasn't good about sending them to agents. When I was 19 or 20, I wrote not a screenplay. I wrote an outline, I don't know what you would call it, for a TV show that was, it was really funny. I wonder if I have it somewhere. And it was kind of like loosely based on what's her name? Paris Hilton. It was kind of about this ultra vacuous, very rich girl who was just navigating the world through her pretense. And she had this chihuahua who hated her and would like rip her to shreds, but she carried it around in her purse. And like every time her cell phone would ring, the dog would attack her fingers and she would like always have band-aids all over her hands. And anyway, I don't know what possessed me to do that. And I never did anything with it, but I remember reading it some years later and it was, if I do say so myself, it was very funny. And it was kind of, I feel like was a little bit I feel like it would have, I feel like I would have watched it. Probably I would have been the only one, but I would have watched it. But yeah, this, okay. So the song that I'm going to play at the, as the outro, this was my anthem. It's funny too, because, oh, okay. Here's a, here's a pop quiz for you. Who wants to guess what my real first name is? Cause I'll tell you something. Cause my first name is not Kate. Kate is my middle name. Although my family has always called me Kate or Katie, I did decide to go by my first name for a little bit during middle school and high school, which makes it very confusing. So depending on like what decade I knew somebody, they'll call me, nope, Kate. So it's not a version of Kate. Kate is my middle name and it's just Kate. It's not short for anything. It's just Kate. But my first name, Gladys Roger. Nope, not Jolene, not Lauren, Regina, Mary, Kimberly. All good guesses. Gertrude, that's a bad guess. Melissa, no. As it, like, what am I, Rumpelstiltskin? Like, you guys are gonna guess it. Amber, Angela. I have very, apparently I have a very, Nova. No, but that was one of my very best friends. Emily, Ashley, Patty, Ethel, Barbara. No, none of those. So my real first name is Megan. And I was supposed to be Reagan, but he was the president. And I guess my aunt was like, right before I was born, bullied my mom into not naming me that. So I was Megan, but my dad never liked the name, I guess. So that's why I was always called Katie. And then when I got to middle school, I felt more adult to go by Megan rather than Katie. So if I run into people from middle school, they all know me as Megan. And then, no, it's actually M-E-A-G-A-N, no H, M-E-A-G-A-N. And then in high school, I went by Megan, but most of my good friends called me Mugs. And I still have friends that call me Mugs. And then when I moved back to California when I was 19 or 20, then I was with all the people I grew up with. And so they all knew me as, well, actually, it was kind of half and half. Some called me Megan, some called me Kate or Katie, but I would just went by Kate again. I don't know. I don't know, you guys. It's weird. But anyway, so in the song, there's a lyric that says, "The cup is raised, the toast is made yet again." But everyone used to sing it in middle school, "The cup is raised, the toast is Megan again," because it really sounds like it says that. And the night that I moved away, we did a big sleepover party with a bunch of us, and we listened to this song on repeat all night long. So that's what I think about when I think of this song. But it you know, when you listen to a song so much that you just can't listen to it anymore, that has never happened to me with this song. What's up, babe? Oh. Wait, no, hold on. I'm almost done. I'll be out in 5-ish minutes. No. 1 sec. Is it an emergency?
No, it's not an emergency. It's just something funny.
Something funny? Okay, well, I can't wait. I'll just give me like 10 minutes. Okay. Thank you. What was I saying? I don't know. Just a bunch of shinfo. Elise, Mary Catherine, Mary Kate. Yeah, I know it's weird, but I don't know. Blame my parents. I knew lots of people though. Like my high school boyfriend went by his middle name. He never went by his first name. And so I've known other people too that have gone, mostly like if it's somebody that has the same name as their father or mother, I guess, or somebody else in the family, maybe they'll go by their middle name. But I just always went by. And, you know, even though I still know people that know me as Megan or Muggs, I never felt like a Megan. It never felt like that was me. Muggs felt a little bit more like me. But I just always feel like a Kate or a Katie. Yeah, do I look different as a Megan? Oh, cute. Oh, Rose the Slart says, "Oh, that's the worst feeling when you want to share something funny and no one can be there with you. There's always rewind." Oh, I know. I will. he finds funny things all the time, and he really does crack me up. So it probably will be funny. So I actually am excited to hear what it is. He's not one of those kids where I'm just like, oh, funny. Like, usually if he thinks something is funny, then I'll think it's funny too. Peachy Grits, Megan Awakening doesn't have the same ring as Kate. No, it doesn't. Oh, Melindy, Megan was the top five name I had in mind for a girl. I have name dysmorphia. Oh, hey, Abs. Hey, you're one to talk, Mr. Absolute Conviction, Absolute Everything that you have been. I feel like I look like a Kate too, Jax. I've never known, you know, I feel like a Kate. Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much for being here. We did it. We did it. Tomorrow, please join me for the Clean Living Project at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And anything else? I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on. There is something that I wanted to... So I talked about this the other day on the Clean Living Project, and I want to show you guys. Oops, shoot. Hold on. Let me just... I'm such a geek when it comes to trying to get things up quickly. I apologize. So share screen, new tab, share. Okay, you guys, if you will do me a favor and go to thecleanlivingproject.com. I was announcing next week, I am starting a line of soaps and all kinds of other things. We're going to have Castile soap. It's a really nice, high quality, American made Castile soap. But then all of the other products I am helping to formulate myself, including this a soap that already existed that this lady makes. She lives on a farm. She is an incredible soap maker. She cuts no corners. It was like, she gave it to me as a gift, and I could not remember who gave it to me. So it was the hunt for this soap for months, literally. And I finally remembered who gave it to me. And anyway, so it's the Holy Grail soap. And I think that's probably what we're going to call it. But if you go to thecleanlivingproject.com and you put in your name and email address, you will get notified when it launches. Because this is like, you know, soap takes 6 weeks to cure at least. It's going to be a long process before we get going. But once I do, it's going to be... I'm going to be constantly adding things because I want this to be, I'm really passionate about having a place for everybody to, oh my God, I'm not even showing my screen. Oh my gosh. Hold on. I am such a goober, you guys. Okay. Why do they let me do anything? I don't even know. Okay. So here, that, this, add. There we go. Okay, so go to thecleanlivingproject.com. And when you do, this will be up for a second, but then a pop-up will show up. Okay, there it is. So if you put in your name and your email address, then it will, you'll get notified when it launches or when it's about to launch. Now, if you want to answer a few questions, let's say yes, you can say what show topics are you interested in learning more about. That's going to help me prepare shows that you guys want to watch. It's, you know, there's a lot of research that goes into these, so I want to make sure that I'm spending my time, you know, finding things that you guys really want to learn about. And then what products are you mostly interested in? You can also put, you know, not just show topics up here. You can put things that you want to, other kinds of products that you want to see me provide eventually, because my promise to you is that I'm going to make sure that everything is as clean as possible and all in one place, so that anyway, and then you can fill that out if you want to put your age, whatever. So anyway, if you guys want to do that, I would really appreciate it. No pressure, of course. Pig Iron Patriot says, thanks for being here to help, like your grandmother's sense of humor. Thank you. Yes, you guys would have loved her. I wish she was here to do a show with me, but she would have never done that in a million years. My grandmother used to say, there are two things I will never do. Pump my own gas and dance with another lady. So on that note, you guys, thank you so much for being here. Texas Jules, we adore you, Megan, Kate. Yep, my last name is Kate too. I adore you too. Thank you guys so much. A really good chapstick will be nice. In the works. You guys should see my kitchen. Actually, right now, my kitchen is clean for right now. For this, for the next 5 minutes, my kitchen is clean. Then I have to go make dinner and then I won't be cleaning again. But then I'm going to have to get all this stuff out again. I've basically turned it into a science project. I have like all the things. There's like an apothecary. I literally have beakers and Bunsens, and I'm not kidding. Like I've got double boilers and using my standing mixer, and I'm just whipping up all the concoctions. I'm doing the research and then I'm mixing concoctions because I want to, not only for it to be clean, but actually be stuff that like I want to use, because I think if I want to use it, you'll want to use it. And so it's going to take a little bit. The website is thecleanlivingproject.com, Melly. All right. Okay. Let me get out of YouTube before they, bye YouTube. Thank you for being here. Get on Rumble. And cool. Kit Ko says, I dance with other women all the time. Sorry, I always fake you out at the ending. I always do 9 goodbyes before I leave. Just want to make sure I really, get it. All right. I love you guys. I'll see you hopefully tomorrow on the Clean Living Project 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, or I'll see you next week. Bye. Oh, and this song is dedicated to all of you.
lies within.